rents and cost of living in the Bay Area are still on the rise, but San Francisco families will start seeing some relief. The city has a new family leave law that'll come into effect in January 2017. The new law will guarantee parents 6 weeks off with full pay while they're home with a new child. That's a big departure from current policy. Right now, you get the same amount of time off, but with only 55% of your pay. That part's covered by state disability insurance, and when the new law takes effect, employers will cover the rest. A year ago, KALW's Lisa Bartfai visited a family with a new baby to see how they were making ends meet. Now, that same family is expecting their second child. Bartfai went back to the family to see how this new law will affect their lives.
It's been close to a year since I met up with my friends Emily Yip and Chen Yu Wong to talk about parental leave. They had a new baby son and a tricky financial situation. Wong was going through a stretch of temporary jobs, mostly contract gigs.
So I had no paternity leave at all.
And Yip, who's a family lawyer, missed out on a couple of weeks of leave because the information she got was so unclear and confusing.
You know, I usually am pretty good at reading forms and information and gleaning what I need to from it, but I just, you know, it just wasn't said in plain English what I would be eligible for, so...
But things have changed since last time. Baby Ryan is now a chatty toddler with a passion for garbage trucks and singing happy birthday at random times. And Wong has a new permanent job in San Francisco, so both parents are working full-time while Ryan is in daycare.
Sandwich.
Yeah, Mama's gonna eat a sandwich.
No, my sandwich.
The situation will change again when their second baby arrives in late July. So Yip says they've learned some things along the way.
I think that, I have a better sense of how to use or leverage my EDD benefits and also vacation benefits from work. But I think also I'll be more ready to go back to work after 3 months. It'll be a relief.
Like she did before, Yip has cobbled together vacation time and state benefits to get 3 months off, and she'll receive partial pay for most of that time.
The only thing different is that we're going to wait for January 1st for him to take his leave so he can have full-time pay, at least for those 6 weeks through paid family bonding leave.
Yip is talking about the new paid parental leave ordinance in San Francisco, which gives eligible workers full pay while they're home with the baby. Her husband, Wong, is eligible, so he will get his entire salary for 6 weeks. This will make it a lot easier for them financially. But there's a catch. The law doesn't come into effect till next year, and the baby is due in July. That leaves them with a two-month gap after Yip goes back to work.
And honestly, we're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants. I know it's going to be expensive.
They have to figure out childcare for the newborn and daycare for their toddler for their time in between. And that's more than they can afford. Luckily, Yip's parents are retired and can help with the baby.
There's no way we'd be able to afford double the childcare expense, you know, on top of, you know, paying our mortgage and putting food on the table.
Ryan, get another book.
Wong and Yip share baby duties as evenly as they can. Tonight is Wong's turn to put Ryan to bed.
It was a damp and drizzly Sunday morning in Dozier in Chica's neighborhood.
Wong says bonding with this new child is his top priority. He's grateful for the new law, but still uneasy about taking advantage of it.
Any time that I take off might be burdensome to my coworkers, so try to figure out how to balance that as best I can so that they don't feel like I've completely abandoned them.
And he says these conflicts between work and family won't end when he returns to work.
Looking forward, there's a lot of things that are going to be difficult, like what do we do after the children are out of school, let's say like 3 o'clock. Do we have to come back early from work?
Who knew what delicious smells last night's rain washed in? Who knew what treasures the storm blew into the yard?
So the new SF law makes it easier for parents to be with a newborn, but it doesn't solve the fundamental problems of childcare that parents struggle with. Yip and Wong are among the lucky ones who are covered by the new law and enjoy family support. But they're still looking for something that can help them balance work and family life in the years to come. In Alameda, I'm Lisa Bartfai for Cross Currents.